We're in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. Sif Aleph. The Ramah adds, Mila Shehimi Rosh Chodesh at Tisha B'Av. If there is a bris mila which falls out during the 9 days, Nogen Shamol Baal Bris Avia Ben Lovshin Big Day Shabbos. The members of the family, meaning the father, and the Mishnah Berurah says the mother as well, and the Mohel, are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes, even though normally during the 9 days he would not be allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. And the Shlomo Zalman Aruch says, since you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes, that means you're allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing as well for this special day of the Bris Milah. But otherwise you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes, and as we'll see, you can't wear freshly laundered clothes either. Afilu b'Shabbos shel Chazoni machlifin lobosh bigdei Shabbos ki maksonas levad. Even on Shabbos Chazon, you can't change your clothes to wear new fresh clothing or Shabbos clothing. The only thing you're allowed to change is the ksonas, which the Mishnah Berurah says is there only because of sweat. So your undershirt or something like that, you'd be allowed to change. But otherwise, you're not allowed to change your clothes. When it comes to shaving for someone who is making a bris, the Shari Tshuva discusses that. So this that is allowed, the undershirt or something like that, that's mutter even if it falls at Tisha B'Av. Even during the week of Tisha B'Av, that's going to be permissible. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon. At the minag of the Vilna Gaon, used to be to wear Big Day Shabbos, even on Shabbos Chazon, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the name of his father, also born in the Mishnah Berurah, that you need to wear Big Day Shabbos, even on Shabbos, which falls out during the week of Tisha B'Av. The reason for the minhag of the Vilna Gaon is because it is not appropriate to show avelus before Hesia on Shabbos, so that's why you should wear Shabbos clothing even during the week of Tisha B'Av, according to Vilna Gaon, and this seems to be the minhag. However, even if you're allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos, you should not wear new clothing. The Ramah continues, of a porcelain parochah shal Shabbos, im lo she'er Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos and nidcha, she'azein porcelain parochah shal Shabbos. So we do put on the parochas of Shabbos on the Aron, unless it is a Tisha B'Av is supposed to fall out on Shabbos. Mishesh on Yisum b'Shabbos Nachum. If someone has a wedding on getting married that week on Shabbos Nachum, mutter lubosh Big Day Shabbos or Shabbos Shel Chazon, they're allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. Siv Beis Mirish Chodesh Adatinus Mematim Masu Matan Ubingin Shel Simcha. During the 9 days, we limit the amount of transactions that we do, and buildings which are for Simcha. For example, Kagon Beis Chasnas Lebeno. Oh, binyan shel tzir v'chir, u'minitia shel simcha, kagon avarnakei shamalachim, shenotam letzel lehistofif betzilo, u'minei hadas, u'minei alim. So these different types of buildings, which are binyan shel simcha, or buildings, or plantings, which are shel simcha, we limit during this time. Mishnah Berurah quotes some poskim who say that this means you shouldn't do any masa umatan of simcha, like buying silver, or things which are for chuppah purposes, but regular transactions, you don't need to limit at all. Where others say that all masa umatan must be limited, and you're only allowed to do masa umatan, which is required for parnasa purposes, that which you need for your business, for your money, to be able to live, etc., that will be permissible. And this is what it sounds like later on, that you need to be mamayit in masa umatan. But if there's a tremendous sale or something like that, which is davar aved, then it will be permissible. But the Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays we're knowing to be makel, because really everything we do is kidei parnasa, and that's why it will be permissible. The Prima Gadim writes that if a Jew needs his parnasa is playing musical instruments for non-Jews at a party, he'd be allowed to do so because that's his parnasa. He'd be allowed to do so during the 9 days. The Derech Chaim sounds like the Prima Gadim was only matir from Shavasar Batamas until Rosh Chodesh, but not during the 9 days, where others disagree and say the Prima Gadim was even matir in that situation. This only permits playing music for non-Jews, but what about practicing? If you want to practice your musical instrument, so for this purpose, according to the Chuvas Maram Shik says, you would not be allowed to practice your musical instrument. He only matirs it when it's Kedei Parnasa, that you're playing for the non-Jews. But if you're just saying, I'm doing it for practice, but I'm not doing it to enjoy the music, that would not be okay. Whereas Rav Moshe Feinstein says that during Sfira, you'd be allowed to practice for Parnassa purposes as well. But if you're just practicing because you enjoy playing music, then that would be prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah continues to discuss a bingin shel simcha. He says, it's true by all buildings which are not needed for you to live in. You're only doing it to expand your house or something like that. Regular expansion would not be permissible. If you hired a non-Jew before Rosh Chodesh to do the job, and he's doing it during the 9 days, that's a daita d'nafshe, and that would be permissible. But if you're able to give him, to convince him to not do it during that time, then the Mishnah Berurah says that will be better. It's better not to have work done on your house during the 9 days, but for a shul, it's permissible because it's a mitzvah deravim, but otherwise it should be avoided having work done on your house during the 9 days. What about moving during the 9 days? So Levusha Mordechai says that if you finish the house and you need a place to live, you have nowhere else to live, so then you'd be allowed to move during that time, but otherwise we should try to avoid moving during the 9 days. Other discussions which come up in terms of Masa Umatan, what about giving gifts? Are you allowed to give gifts of Simcha? So Rav Yashiv says that you're not allowed to give gifts of Simcha, and therefore you can't give a Chasan and Kala gifts or anything like that during the 9 days. Give a baby present during the 9 days would not be allowed, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach disagrees, and he says that anything which the minhag is to give a present during that time, then you're allowed to do so. Also discussed about buying new items for the house. So, or a car. So if you want to buy a new car, would you be allowed to do that during the 9 days? Or if Moshe says that you should not buy a car during the 9 days, even buying an air conditioner unit or large furniture, etc. Vosner says that this is included in Masa Matan Shel Simcha, and therefore it should not be done so unless you're really high or chola or something like that, so then you'd be able to buy an air conditioner, but otherwise it should be avoided. So anytime you're buying a new item during the 9 days, you should really consult with the posek whether that would be permissible.